Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Today is Monday, July the 27th, 2020, and this is the City Council meeting for the City of Fairburn. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath. The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable present. Pat Palin.
I'm present.
The Honorable James Whitmore. The Honorable Alex Heath.
Mr. Whitmore.
I think he's having those issues.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Would you call Councilman Alex Heath again? He was present a few minutes ago.
The Honorable Alex Heath.
Is it muted?
No, ma'am, I don't see him on at all. He was on.
He was on a few minutes ago.
Yes, and Councilman Whitmore is on as well. Is something going on with his audio?
Okay. No, looks like Councilman Whitmore is leaving the office. Okay, so we have a quorum.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The invocation tonight was supposed to be by Councilman Whitmore, but I don't think he has an audio yet. Councilman Whitmore, can you hear me for the invocation? No, he cannot. Is Councilman Heath on the line? Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, would you give us the invocation, please?
But of course. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this evening, God. We thank you that we are gathered together yet again to do the business of the city, God. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your will, God. We thank you for the citizens that are joining us, and we thank you for all of our employees who are here, God. We thank you for one vision in the city of Fairburn. We thank and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Yes, ma'am.
We have three items on the agenda tonight for approval as far as the minutes are concerned. We have the minutes from the June 22nd, 2020 council meeting, June 22nd executive session, and also the July the 8th special call council meeting. Council, you all have all received copies of these three sets of minutes. The first minute that needs to be approved, the June 22nd, 2020 council meeting. Are there any corrections or additions to these minutes? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood and seconded by Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Are those any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. The next set of minutes is the June 22nd executive session minutes. Council, you all have received copies of those minutes. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Well, then I'll second.
What was that, Councilwoman
Davis? Yes, yes, ma'am.
And Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood?
Yes, ma'am.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are those any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The last set of minutes is the July the 8th, 2020 special call meeting minutes. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Was that motion made by Councilwoman Portis Jones?
No, it was Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Okay, the motion is made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood and seconded by Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Those minutes are now approved. Tonight we're going to adopt the council agenda for tonight. We only have one item on the agenda tonight. And that one item is from community development for mayor and council to approve the Fairburn Train Depot parking lot expansion project in the award amount of $211,333.39. Is there a motion on the floor to approve this agenda item for tonight?
Mayor, may I comment on this?
Yes, sir.
As I learned earlier today, we have a pending EEO that would be an internal complaint filed under our personnel policies that we need to appoint an EEO officer for hearing purposes. And I have reached out this afternoon to Jamala McFadden. She was the attorney, you might all recall, she was the attorney that represented the Board of Ethics in the ethics matter that we dealt with last year. And I asked her today if she'd be willing to take that on as an appointee, since we don't have a city administrator in place at this time who would be designated to hear these matters under the personnel code. So I was going to bring that up today based on our earlier conversation, asking if we could reach out to her. I have reached out to her, but if we could appoint her to consider serving as an EEO officer for that matter.
And what is her full name again, Attorney Turner?
Her name is Jamala McFadden. It's J-A-M-A-L-A. And the McFadden is M-C, capital F-A-D-D-E-N.
Okay. So we're going to add one item to the agenda tonight, and that's to appoint an EEO officer, Jamala McFadden. Those are the two items that we have on the agenda for tonight. Do I have a motion to add the EEOC officer to the agenda tonight?
So moved.
All right, there's Alex.
Motion made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The addition of the EEOC officer to the agenda tonight has passed 6-0. So we have two items on the agenda tonight. And the first item is the community development. And we did not get a motion to approve the adoption of the city council agenda. So there are two items on the agenda tonight, and that's the community development. It's an expansion award in the amount of $211,333.39 and for an EEOC officer to be appointed. May I have a motion on the floor to approve both of these items to the agenda tonight?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis, seconded by
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. Second.
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
All those, any opposed?
Aye.
Seeing none, the agenda is approved for tonight. The first item on the agenda is under community development. Mr. Lester Thompson, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
The purpose of this agenda item is for Mayor and Council to approve the Fairburn Train Depot Parking Lot Expansion Project Contract Award to Summit Construction and Development, LLC, for an amount of $211,333.59. The project expenditures will come out of the GL bond economic development account for site improvements for downtown. The invitation for bid was advertised on June 17th, 2020. The bid opening date was July 8th, 2020, at which time the six bids were opened and read aloud. After completion of the bid evaluation, it was determined that Summit Construction and Development was the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at a bid price of $211,333.59. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the Fairburn Train Depot Parking Lot Expansion Project Contract Award to Summit Construction and Development at a bid price of $211,333.59. Any questions?
Council, do you have any questions for Mr. Thompson concerning this Train Depot Parking Lot Expansion Project?
Yes, Mayor. Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Okay, Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes, Mr. Thompson, I have several questions. One, could you explain the differences between the lowest bid and the highest bid? What is it that the highest bid required that the lowest bid did not?
Okay. Looking at the lowest bid, of course, which is Summit Construction and Development LLC, in comparison to the highest bid, which was Construction 57 Incorporated, which came in at $442,699.20. We can do it by, by section. The erosion control, they came in at Summit Construction came in at $28,331.79, and Construction 57 came in at $59,596.70. And it's just a mere, they just basically bid higher for each value, each line item. So that's why the price came back higher. We can go down to the site clearing and site development. Summit, came in actually higher than Construction 57. Well, no, they didn't. I'm sorry. They came in higher at $40,000, and Summit came in at $15,000. Again, just going by line item, they just bid higher for each line item. So for the collective bid, they came in at $40,000. $40,540, and Summit came in at $15,873.50. Going down to the next section, I'm reading actually from the bid tabulation that was included in your bid packet, if you want to follow along with me.
Yes, please proceed.
The next one was for the site plan. Construction 57 came in at $121,231.50. And Summit Construction and Development came in at $100,253. So that was a difference of almost $21,000 there. The next one is for the grading and drainage plan. The highest bidder came in at $193,730, whereas Summit Construction and Development came in at $56,001.50. We're talking about almost a $140,000 difference in that one. Then moving down to the last section, which is landscaping, the highest bidder came in at $27,601. And the low bidder came in at $10,000, which is Summit, came in at $10,873.80. Thereby, their collective bid being $211,333.59, and the highest bidder being $442,699.20, almost $230,000 difference.
So did the highest bidder, Construction 57, did they express any issues regarding the grading and drainage? That they felt the need that it would cost so much more to do the work?
No, they didn't. They didn't pose any questions via doing the bid process. They never asked for a question to clarify through an addendum. So no questions were posed by Construction 57 Incorporated.
Okay. Thank you for that. Second question is the opening. Could you describe for us the final product of that Summit 57, Summit Construction will be doing? What will the parking lot look like? Where is the parking going to be held? Where's the work that they're going to be doing?
The parking lot will be expanded. We're going to put a retaining wall to expand the park. We're going to remove the bushes. The monument is going to remain in place. We're going to put in a retaining wall so we can expand it and make sure the grade is continuous. And we're going to add parking spots in the place and the location where the bushes are now. And then on the right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's on the front.
On the front, yes, ma'am.
Is it on the front? Yes. Okay, ma'am. Go ahead.
And then additional parking spaces will be made on the side, and we'll be adding a dumpster enclosure in the rear. It will be also two charging station parking spaces as well.
Okay, so given that the parking for the train depot / restaurant is going to be on the front, then why are we now doing work on sidewalks? Was that premature? You just described.
I'm sorry, what was that question? You broke up on me.
The question was regarding, so at this present time, at the moment, there is construction going on to install sidewalk, the parking work. So why are we installing the sidewalks? And we're gonna then working in the same space for the parking?
No, the parking lot is gonna go behind the sidewalks outside of the right of way on the property. The sidewalks is a part of the downtown LCI streetscape project.
So the sidewalks won't be destroyed given the work that has to be done for the parking?
Not at all.
Okay.
If they are damaged, they'll be replaced by the contractor. So I don't have any concern about that.
Okay, and then the last question is, I made this for regarding the opening of the Casablanca restaurant. Does their opening, is the opening contingent on completion of the parking work?
I would probably have to defer to Mr. Stokes on that one. I'm not sure about the schedule for their completion date. We're trying to complete the parking lot expansion in 90 days. That's the target. I don't know if he still has 90 days more work left to do on that building or not, but it would make sense to align the two openings, align the opening of the restaurant with the completion of the parking lot.
Excuse me,
Mayor, is that the plan?
Mr. Stokes, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you give us an insight on the opening of Casablanca? I know they're setting the hood in now.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're putting up the drywall inside of the building.
Yes, ma'am. The parking lot expansion would not have any kind of reflection on our opening that we're going to do. The virus itself is taking toll that we can't have sit down anyway. So most of her business would be catering and people coming in, taking out. So Lester's project shouldn't have any bearing whatsoever. We're still planning on opening on time, which is probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
So it's interesting you mentioned about the virus and how the restaurant will have to operate. So my question is, why the rush on the parking lot?
Yeah.
Why the rush on the parking lot?
Yes.
This is
why are we having to do that now?
This is probably the critical time of the year to do it, because if we fall into the fall, when we get into the rainy season, it's gone rid of the erosion control. Everything changes if we get into the rainy season. So if you don't, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If in construction, if you're going to do outside work, this is the time to do it.
You're absolutely right. But these are not normal times. In fact, very the way that we're having to operate from all of the various sources in the city, business operation. So I'm at.
No.
Postpone. Because we have no sense of upcoming year.
We're losing.
Mayor.
We're losing Councilwoman Porter Jones. I'm not getting, you're breaking in and out. Erica, are you there? The clerk, Devontae Parks, are you all?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's her Wi-Fi connection. It's her Wi-Fi connection.
Okay. You're breaking up, Ms. Porter Jones. I could not understand anything that you were saying.
Okay. All right. Is this better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. And I apologize for that. So what I was asking about is, given the fact that we are in abnormal times, and that even the opening of the business has to operate abnormally, and that we already know that revenues are declining and that they are declining even more. We also know that the number of cases, both in our community and in the metro area and the state of Georgia, nationwide, worldwide, are increasing. So it's going to have a more substantial impact on our revenues. I'm asking if this project be postponed because we don't know what the revenue picture is going to be given rise in the number of cases and the decline in the sources of revenue. And Mayor, I'm sure you participated today with Mayor Williams and Mayor Martin Grunes of College Park, pleading with the federal government for support to small cities because of the substantial hit in revenues. And so if that is indeed the case, that is not, it's not prudent on our part to spend funds that for this project at this time.
Can I just step away for just a second and let you all continue your conversation? Councilman Whitmore is at the door and I need to let him into City Hall. So I'll step away. If you all can just continue the conversation, I'll be back in 2 minutes.
The question was addressed to you, Mayor?
Yes. I was on that meeting. I was in that conversation on today. We have been talking to, not only have we been talking to the federal government, but we have also been talking to Fulton County commissioners and also the governor's office. I got a letter today from Governor Kemp that he sent to all of the mayors concerning the distribution of the CARES funding. We are not going to get what we thought we were going to get simply because they are not distributing the funds as the U.S. Treasury intended them to distribute those funds. We are we are sending in, and I think Randy, you have before you or in your email, a document from Angela Jackson concerning an agreement so that we can get reimbursed for COVID funds from the county. And that's only gonna be roughly about $70,000. So this is a project that we have money in the budget for. I understand what you're speaking of, Councilwoman Portis Jones, concerning where we stand. But financially, if we're going to continue our streetscape, if we're going to get those buildings, get people into that Casablanca, we're going to have to do the parking lot. And that's just something that we're going to have to bite the bullet and do. My position is we continue with getting that parking lot in order so that we can get Casablanca in there.
Well, but Mr. Stokes just said that they will be in there in the next few weeks and that the operations will be carried out.
Yeah, and we can work around that. Most businesses now are carry out. If you go to Armando's downtown, most of his businesses that comes in are carry out. If you go into Oz Pizza, they're carry out. I was there the other day. You have to carry out your food there. So most businesses are carry out because there's not enough distance in the locations that they can really seat a lot of people. So people are carrying their food out. So Casablanca is not going to be any different from any of our other restaurants in and around the city of Fairburn. So I don't see a need for us not to do the parking lot simply because they're going to have carry out.
Well, no, the real reason is because of declining revenues. That's the real reason to postpone the project.
As Councilwoman Davis, I have a question in reference to this. Mayor, is the GO bond, are those bonds restricted, the use of those bonds, are they restricted to any particular thing?
Those bonds are restricted for certain things. And I'm looking now at some of the bonds that we have, and they're particularly designated for downtown.
Okay.
And we've used some of that money. We did use some of that money to renovate the depot and the passenger depot. It was designated for that, and we used that money for that. And I think we used something like $400,000. Okay. Angela, I don't know if you're on the line, how much we might have left in that particular fund, but I don't think there's a lot of money left there.
Well, Lester has given us a revenue and expense report on that particular line item as of July 31st, and it's showing $425,000 in there.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And
that's what I was going to say. Right now, we're getting bids in. I'm sorry to interrupt, but right now, I think it's an opportune time to maximize construction because we're getting bids in now because of the coronavirus that's coming in at less than what was expected. We had over $400,000 anticipated for this project, and it came in at around $211,000.
Sure.
So yeah. I think now is the opportune time to maximize the construction. And that's why we're seeing that on all these projects. They're coming in under budget because contractors are hungry out here right now. So why not take advantage of their hunger to benefit our objectives, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually it's going to have to get done. But now we can get it done at half the price. We're going to have to do it at a later date.
Again, I need to step away just for a second to let Mr. Whitmore into the building.
And parking downtown has always been an issue. We've been struggling with that. So now is the time to take advantage of it. I think you got about 7-8 parking spaces over there now. We're going to go up to 20 parking spaces so we can double our efforts at half the price. I think now is the time to do it.
Okay, I'm back. Are there any, are there any other questions or comments concerning this parking lot expansion?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay, Councilman Whitmore.
First of all, let me apologize to Mayor and Council. I am late coming in, but I had to work. So I just would like to say that if you really look around, even in my community, there's a lot of construction that's going on, and we're taking advantage of what can be done because of the lack of contractors being able to get the work that they anticipated prior to the pandemic. The other thing is this downtown streetscape has been on the books for a couple of years now. We went through the bidding process and we're moving forward in the right direction. In my opinion, I don't think there should be any reason why we should slow it down. I think we have the funds available, and I think we're going to take advantage of the cut rate that we're going to be able to get it. I think Mr. Thompson's done a good job in negotiating and actually putting out there like that so that we can get a better buck for our dime, if you will, or however that phraseology goes. So I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of it continuing to move forward without any delay.
Mayor Hurst, Councilwoman Portis Jones. Please, my colleagues. I don't disagree that this is a good project, that we are spending these funds at a time when we are having or have had to spend X dollars because of the pandemic. The mayor just told us that we will not be reimbursed all of those dollars. So we are going to have to make adjustments for that. We already know that our revenue sources are declining. We received a report from the finance director back in May, I believe it was, when there was a discussion about doing a budget adjustment. We have not gotten any updates about how our revenues have declined. So quite frankly, we as a legislative body don't have a sense of what our revenue streams or our cash flow looks like. And yes, I understand that this was budgeted, but we have budgeted a lot of things. And the times and the situation sometimes dictate that we alter the original decision. And I am saying that in this time of excessive revenue excessive spending, and the fact that we will not be reimbursed the full amount, and that we can expect a lot more spending, I am very, very concerned about expending the funds now.
Okay, this is Councilwoman Davis. I need some more clarification in reference to the restrictiveness of this GO bond. If it is restricted, we can't use it for anything except for improvement of downtown. Is that correct?
Oh, no.
Thompson? I'm sorry.
I just pulled from my files up here exactly what those, I don't know if you have your reports before you, what those bonds can be used for. There was one, it was a 2013 revenue refunding bond, and it could be used for any project. And at that particular time, there was like January of this year, there was $291,000 in it. But I'm not sure how much money is in that right now. We wasn't prepared tonight to talk about geo bonds balances, so I don't have that information. But at 2013, Ms. Davis is the only one that we can use for any projects. The others are very specific, like campus projects, utility projects, or debt services. So the 2013 is the only one that's a taxable proceeds that we can use for any project.
Okay.
The finance director on the line?
Well, while she is coming, Mayor, I'm looking at what Mr. Thompson presented with his request on this agenda item. He he presented the revenue and expense report, unaudited, economic development, geo bonds, economic development. And under this item number, it says the $351,7554,1200. It says site improvement and DOW, and I'm assuming that's for downtown. And it's $425,000. This is what I'm looking at.
That's correct.
Okay, I see what you're looking at. Angela, are you on the line? Angela Jackson?
Yes, Mayor, I'm sorry, I got disconnected for a moment.
Okay, this $211,000 is coming out of what line item? Let me go back and look.
It's coming out of the GO bonds, it's fund 351, account department 7,500,
1,200. Yeah. Okay, so that's $425,000, that's the balance in that account now.
Yes.
So, Ms. Davis, you're saying again what?
I'm saying from the statement that the GO bonds are restricted primarily for improvement downtown. That's my understanding. I just want to know if that's correct.
For this particular one that we're discussing right now, yes, for that line item. And that DOW would be for the downtown development project.
Okay. Well, that was submitted with Mr. Thompson's information.
Yes, ma'am. And it is correct. It's printed from the system.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just give you a little more information. And that is that this particular money is not revenue sensitive, which means that this GO bond money is specifically for the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not be reimbursed on nothing that this it would not be reimbursed under CARES anyway. The only expenses that's being reimbursed under CARES are expenses that we have actually expended and trying to get reimbursed for.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes.
So if we go back when we did the budget amendments to increase the line item that we're talking about for with the $425,000+, those dollars came out of the general fund. Is that correct, Ms. Jackson?
Councilwoman, I don't have that amendment in front of me at this time. I can look at that in the morning and send you a response to that
question. Well, it's relevant to the discussion tonight. And that is, the point is that those dollars were transferred from the general fund into this dedicated fund. And just as those dollars were transferred into this fund, they could be transferred back to the general fund if they are unspent. General fund dollars come from property taxes, hotel, motel taxes, fees, which there are no restrictions on those dollars. We use those dollars for general operations of the city. This body, not 100%, approved the transfer of the $425,000 from the general fund into this dedicated fund. Mm. So to answer your question, Ms. Davis, mm-hmm. these funds are not restricted in that sense, because just as we approved to move those funds from the general fund into this line item, we can also reverse that if the decision is to do so. And we are being hit financially, just like every other city in this nation, because of the coronavirus. And I don't think we're being prudent, because there are too many unknowns as to what impact this is going to have on the city. And we already know that hotel motel tax are going to be hit. We already know that property taxes are going to be hit. We already know that sales taxes are going to be hit. Go ahead, I'm done.
I'm sorry. Well, can we get a conclusive statement whether these funds were transferred from the general fund into this GO bond economic development? I'm sorry. For me to make a decision or to vote, I need to make sure that these funds were transferred from the general fund into this fund, which says GO bonds, and it says that it is restricted to improvement of downtown.
No, nothing was transferred over into this. This money that the GO bonds that we're talking about, these were bonds that went back to 2011, 2012, 2013. These bonds were refinanced. We've refinanced some of these bonds a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I'm not sure when, but the monies out of these different bonds are to be used for specific projects. And I've given you what these projects are. Some of them are designated for downtown, some of them are designated for utilities, and some of them are dedicated for debt services. Okay, $211,000 that for the parking lot expansion project downtown. It was in our general fund account.
Okay,
it has already been it was approved by in our last budget. It's nothing that we transferred over to do anything with, and there's nothing that Angela can give you tomorrow, Ms. Davis, that can show that these funds were transferred, because they were not. This is all general fund monies. And okay. I understand that we are in a pandemic. And just like Mr. Lester Thompson just said, and Mr. Stokes, now is probably the best time to do a lot of this work. It's because of the pandemic, and we can get it cheaper than we could if we didn't have a pandemic. The pandemic is not stopping buildings. It's just not. We have been hit just like any other city, but we're in good financial shape. I can tell you the city of Fairburn is in good financial shape. People are still paying their bills, and we're still collecting. So with that being said, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, Ms. Davis, I'm sorry, did you have anything else to say?
No, I just you've conclusively stated to me that these are restricted GO bonds, which is in Mr. Thompson's packet. So they are specifically for what he's asking us to vote on. So that's clarification for me.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. I will call you Mayor Pro Tem. thank you, Ms. Davis. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I think everything was laid out there. And as Councilwoman Davis said with your last statement, you know, it's there, it's in the budget. It's a right time to get these projects handled. So I've heard everything I need to vote.
Does any other council member have any other comments to make?
Mayor, this is Councilman Heath. I've been trying to get in for the last 30 minutes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but the thing that we've had in the past is a problem with parking in our downtown area. And this gives us an opportunity to get the parking that is needed. I know a lot of the business owners on the main thoroughfare there have talked about that they can get the customers. There's just no place for them to park. So I believe that this is an asset that we get this parking now. Now they were talking 3 or 4 weeks before they open up. Well, I mean, 3 or 4 weeks is really, in the business sense, is no time at all. Judy's is packed. They have several tables set up on the inside, and people go in with masks on and take them off to eat, but they fill the tables up every day. But there's continually a line of people getting to-go orders, just one right after another. Those people got to have a place to park. And here again, I understand the seeming interest in the fact that we do have the COVID-19 process going on, but people have stayed at home and not gone out to get anything to eat in a restaurant or anything in such a long time that this, in fact, does give them an opportunity to do that. Plus have a place to park a vehicle without having to park way down the street and then cross traffic to get back over to the vehicle. So I'm in favor of it, and that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay. Council members, is there any other council member that has any other comments to make? Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve the Fairburn Train Depot Parking Lot Expansion Project contract award in the amount of $211,333.39? Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved by Councilman Heath.
Second by Councilman Whitmore.
The motion has been made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Councilmember Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
That motion carries 5-1 with one opposed, and that's Councilwoman Portis Jones. Thank you. The next item is item number 2 that we added to the agenda, and that's for the appointment of an EEOC officer, and that person is Jamala McFadden. Mr. Turner, our attorney, would you give us just a little insight again?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, and good evening, everyone. I only learned of this just this morning, in fact, but there is an EEO, it's not an EEOC, this is an EEO complaint. So it's a complaint filed pursuant to the city's internal personnel administration policies. And we don't have a formally designated EEO officer at the moment. And this involves two employees in City Hall who, I guess, from my understanding, have filed complaints against each other. And we need to designate someone to conduct an investigation and a report of findings and conclusions from that EEO complaint. And so this morning I thought of Jamala McFadden, and hopefully you all will remember her as the attorney who stepped in and helped us last year with the ethics matter. She agreed to represent the Board of Ethics in that matter and assisted the Board of Ethics in creating internal procedures to help them get through that decision-making process. I talked with her this afternoon, asked her if she'd be willing to take this brief. This would not be a permanent appointment by any means. It would be an appointment to handle this matter right now. And so that's why this has come up today and asking that we could designate her as the EEO officer for the present time to handle this complaint.
Okay, council members, do you have any questions for Attorney Turner concerning this EEO officer appointment?
This is Councilwoman Davis. I don't know how, what really to ask since this sort of is like personnel, Attorney Turner. Can you share a little bit about this process? How long will it take? What it involves? If that is possible, considering it's like a personnel issue.
Yes, ma'am. There is a process within the personnel policies that requires that these be presented to the an EEO officer who would then be responsible for, in this case, interviewing the parties and going wherever evidence may take them to form a conclusion and any recommendations that are necessary. This involves an allegation that employees have mistreated each other and created a hostile work environment. Again, this is not an equal opportunity commission. This is not an EEOC federal level. This is an internal policy that the city provides for addressing complaints of this nature internally. Without a city administrator in place at this point, we need someone to take over that that responsibility. And really, again, I only think this would be for this particular item, and that's what I've asked her if she would consider doing, and she said she would.
Okay, thank you.
And she did a terrific job for the city when she worked last fall, so I'd be real happy if she'd be able to take it on, and she was willing to do so.
Thank you.
This is Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Question. So would not the HR director take on that responsibility since it's a personnel matter?
The HR director has in the past been designated as an EEO officer for the city. You'll also recall that later in the distant past, we designated the city clerk to serve as the EEO officer. This involves two high-profile employees within City Hall with which the HR director works with very closely. And so she expressed what I consider to be some legitimate concerns about her doing it herself. And that's why we decided to bring this forward, Council.
Thank you.
Mayor, okay. Councilman Heath.
Councilman Heath.
Yes, Mr. Turner, my question is this going to be, is this person going to be added to our payroll, or is this on a case-by-case basis?
This would be on a case basis for sure, not extending beyond this particular matter, and she would be billing the city at hourly rate.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Are there any other questions for Attorney Turner concerning this appointment of an EEO officer?
Just one other question, Councilwoman Portis Jones. Are we to expect a contract that would delineate the hourly rate and
yes,
the
ma'am.
Scope of work?
She will submit a engagement letter, which her hourly rate for doing this work is $270 an hour, which is about. It's the same as last year when she took on that other work. It's about 25% less than her normal hourly rate. But that would be contained in an engagement letter that I would ask her for tomorrow if this goes forward.
And when can we expect that, or does that come to council?
It at this point, if you will authorize it at that rate, then in the engagement letter, I could sign it, and the mayor could sign it tomorrow and move forward. If you wanted to come back, council, we can do that also. But that was not the anticipated route we were talking about. We were thinking that if we can get authorization to do that tonight to engage her, then she'll submit an engagement letter tomorrow with that rate. And it will be delineated for just the purposes of this particular complaint.
Oh, this is
Council. Okay. I'm sorry, just one last thing. I have no problem with that. I just ask that you provide council with copies of that engagement letter.
Oh, yes, ma'am, no problem. I'll certainly do that.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Davis?
Oh, no, I just wanted to make a comment that we need to get this done tonight in reference to the situation. And I totally agree. Yeah, and I want to commend Attorney Turner for going outside to have this officer to look at that. So I commend you, Attorney Turner. Thank you.
It was actually just brought to Randy's attention today, and we actually didn't find out about it until late Friday afternoon. And so the HR director and I talked about it today, and it was best that she took herself out of the mix. And we thought that would be only fair. And so thank you so much, Mr. Turner. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the EEO officer, Jamali McFadden, at a rate of 275? 270 per hour with a contract to follow on tomorrow. There a motion?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you so much. It is my understanding tonight that we have executive session.
Yes, Mayor. I think to be a very brief executive session on a matter of pending litigation.
Okay. Before we adjourn, take a motion to go into executive session. It's kind of unique tonight because we're going to actually have to log off and dial into the number that you've been provided, and then we can have the executive session. But then we're going to have to come back. According to Mr. Turner, we're going to have to come back to our Zoom meeting and adjourn the meeting.
That's correct. We need to be in open session when we adjourn. And in the other, there may be instances also, as you'll recall, if we go into executive session, sometimes we need to take a vote on a matter, and those votes have to be taken in public. Tonight, we don't have a vote to take, but we do need to come back. My suggestion is, I just wanted everyone received an email that had a dial-in phone number for this executive session. My suggestion would be that if everyone would just mute their and stop their video, mute their Zoom call for right now, then pick up the phone, call in this number, we could do an executive session, and then when that's over, we can come back, just unmute and start your video again, and we'll be back in open session, and we could adjourn.
Is the city clerk there?
Yes, Mayor, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to need you to mute everybody on the call tonight. All of us need to be muted. And then we're going to dial into the number that you provided to us this afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll come back online and adjourn the meeting. But before we do, council, can we do our comments right now? Starting with Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
All right. Well, no real comments tonight. Just good to see everyone doing well. I know it, you know, I started back today as far as my meeting with the schools. And I know it's a lot of controversy surrounding that, but, you know, we're going to press forward. And I love each and every one of you all. And just thank you all for coming to the meeting. That's all I have.
Okay. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. Just wanted to say congratulations to Ms. Peaks for the fantastic article in the Business Journal. She, along with fellow planners from several southern cities, South Metro area cities, congratulations to her on that. And also, therefore, acknowledging on behalf of the city, Congressman's and his legacy and his work. And that I am full will continue his work, that we will espouse the ideas that he spoke about, and that when he things that are not right, have the courage to speak up. So thank you so much for acknowledging him on behalf of the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, thank you. 1 minute. Oh, I thought I was muted. Thank you, Mayor. I just want to briefly just as well congratulate Ms. Peaks for that fabulous award. It is representative of the hard work and dedication that she gives to the city of Fairburn. So I just want to give her my congratulations. And that's all I have for tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilman Pat Palin.
No comment.
Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor. Only thing I have, I'd just like to say congratulations to Ms. Peaks. And also congratulations to our police chief, who is the fourth vice president here in the state of Georgia for the chief of police organization. Yeah. I think that not only does he represent our city well, but he will represent our state well as well. So congratulations, chief. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. And last but not least is Councilman Heath.
Yes, ma'am. Just want to congratulate Ms. Peaks. She's always been a phenomenal worker that I've enjoyed working with many, many times through the GIC program and all. And also our chief of police. I mean, it is just unbelievable that he is in such a high esteem in the state of Georgia. So I just appreciate him. And I just really appreciate all of our employees. Mr. Thompson and all that get out every day and do work that is, I know it's got to be a toll on them because there's so many different things going on in our wonderful and beautiful city. And just thank the citizens of Fairburn for allowing us to have those people in our midst. Just thank y'all and everybody have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Heath. I have just a couple of comments to make tonight, well, really announcements. And the first announcement is our pop-up food truck that's being sponsored by This Is It. It's gonna be July the 30th over in Lightning at 155 Dodge Street. So please council 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. They're expecting to give away about 400 free meals. So if you're in the area, go by and just support the folks in Lightning and also This Is It food truck. The next announcement I would like to make to council is that Fulton County Board of Health will be coming to the city of Fairburn. We're looking at August the 7th for the first free COVID 19 testing is going to be at GMC. We're hoping to get them back in August for a couple of more days. They'll be there from the hours of 10 to 3 on August the 7th. And we're looking at some more dates around that time also. So if you have not had your COVID-19 test, please go to GMC on August the 7th and you can get it from Fulton County Board of Health. A lot of people are complaining about the length of time it's taken to get those tests. It took us here in City Hall about a week and a half to get our tests back. And so that's one of the issues with a lot of the free testing. It's just taken a long time. So we're looking forward to having Fulton County Board of Health in our city more often. In August and September to help us with our COVID-19 testing. And COVID-19 has affected a lot of cities, not just the city of Fairburn. It's hit Union City, South Fulton, you name it, it has hit. And our prayers go out to our employees and also all of the other cities who are dealing with the same as we are. And so, but we're hanging in here. Employees are happy to be working. If they are experiencing any issues, they know exactly what they're supposed to do, and we support them 100%. With that being said, I would like to congratulate Tarika Peaks, and also congratulate Chief Mathis for being the fourth Vice President of Georgia Association of Chief of Police. So in the next 4 years, he will be over that organization, which is fantastic for the city of Fairburn. So we're moving, and we're moving forward together, and that's what it's all about. With that being said, may I have a motion to go into executive session for litigation?
So moved.
Councilman Whitmore. Councilman Whitmore made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
We will now adjourn into executive session, but don't click off your Zoom meeting. We're just going to dial into the number and then we'll come back. Okay, Madam Clerk, would you make sure all our council are present?
Yes, ma'am. Mayor Elizabeth Parhurst?
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood?
Present.
Councilwoman Linda J. Davis?
Present.
Councilman Alex Heath?
Present.
Councilwoman Hattie Cordes Jones?
Present.
Councilman Pat Palin. Oh, I think this is him. I think he just dialed back in.
Okay.
And Councilman James Whitmore.
Present.
Okay. Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to I'm sorry. Randy, we have to. Would you unmute Randy for me?
Yes, ma'am. I think Randy has his own cell.
Mr. Turner.
I apologize. I think I was muted. Okay. I'm back. I'm sorry, your question, Mayor?
I was going to ask you, was there any need to make any...
No vote necessary on this at this
point.
So just a motion to adjourn.
Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Second.
Second.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis and seconded by Councilwoman Heath. The meeting, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The meeting is now adjourned.